Good morning. Today we are going to start learning the halachas of tkiyas shofar. So as we know, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens accordingly, before tkiyas shofar, the ba'al tokea, the person who is blowing the shofar, says two brachas on behalf of everyone. The first one is lishmoa kol shofar. It's not that he is litkoa ba shofar. It's not the bracha that he is actually blowing the shofar. The bracha, and accordingly the mitzvah, is hearing the shofar. So accordingly, the first bracha is lishmoa kol shofar, to hear the voice, literally the call of the shofar. And second, we say shehechayanu. So before saying those brachas, the Mate, Ephraim, and the Kaf HaChaim say that it is a good thing if the Baal Tokeya says quietly before the brachas the following, Hareini Mechaven, I have been having in mind, I'm having the proper kavana when I'm saying the Birkas HaShofar, the first bracha, Veshachianu, the second bracha, and when I am blowing the shofar, and that's discussing both the Tkiyos Miyushav, those the Tkiyos before Musaf, right before Musaf, and the Tkiyos to Bim Uma during the Musaf, the repetition of the Musaf, the Hotzi es kol ha-shomea yedei chovas. I'm having in mind, this is the Yiratzon of the Hareini Mechaven, of the Baal Tokeya, that I am having everyone in mind when I am doing this mitzvah, when I'm going to be blowing. Everyone who hears is fulfilling the mitzvah with me. So that is what is done by the Baal Tokeya, at least according to some. So he says that Hareini Mechaven, and then he says the brachas. Everyone agrees to say the brachas. The Baal Tokeya says the brachas. Now, when it comes to the tzibur who are being yotzei, they're listening. So what they should not do is don't say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo. Don't say that, but if they did say it, it's not going to prevent them doing the mitzvah. It's not a hefsek, so it's okay, but they really shouldn't say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo when they hear Shem Hashem. And what they should do is at the end of the bracha, as we hear when we hear a bracha, say amen afterwards. However, if they omitted to say amen, anyone forgot to say amen, it's not going to be ma'akev b'dievid, meaning lechatchila, you have to say amen. But b'dievid, if you didn't, you can still fulfill the mitzvahs of having heard the brachas. Now, continuing, this is brought in the Piskei Tshuvas as follows. Someone who did not hear the brachas properly, or he can't hear the brachas properly, he's, for example, too far away. This is something indeed that could happen in the time of Corona, that everyone is spread out, social distancing, and somebody is far away, cannot hear the brachas of the Baal Tokeya. That person can say the brachas to him or herself. Not a problem doing that. You just have to be careful to finish them before the Baal Tokeya starts to blow, and then you'll hear the blowing. So you say the brachas for yourself, and then be yotze via hearing from the Baal Tokeya. Continuing in a similar vein, some more minhagim for the Baal Tokeya. When he is saying the brachas, the minhag is to cover the shofar with something, to cover it with a towel, a nice towel, something, a talus cover or something like that, to cover it up at the time that he's saying the brachas. And in fact, there are two reasons brought. One is Alpi Kabbalah, and one is Alpi Halacha, Alpi Nigla. So the reason Alpi Kabbalah is as follows. It's based on a Medrash, and this is brought by the Aleph HaMagen, that before the Akedas Yitzchak, when they were building the Mizbeach, Avram Avinu hid. He covered up Yitzchak. He was concerned that before the Akedah, he would throw a knife at him to give him a mum. Not to do the Akedah, not to slaughter Yitzchak, but to make him inappropriate or puzzle to be brought as a korban. A korban cannot have a mum, cannot have a blemish on it. And he was concerned, I'm going to want to get Yitzchak out of being slaughtered for the Akedah Yitzchak. So if I throw a knife in his direction and he gets a simple mum, he gets a blemish, he's not going to be able to be brought as the Akedah, as the korban. So to remember Avram Avinu's covering up Yitzchak at that point while they were building the Mizbeach, we also cover up the shofar, which is remembering the Akedas Yitzchak. And another reason for this is Alpi Nigla, a very interesting reason that the bracha, as we said before, is lishmoa kol shofar. It's not the bracha al ha-shofar, or on that I'm doing the maisa on the shofar, but the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So accordingly, we're concerned, just like we have the concept that we cover up the bread when we're saying other the bracha on the wine, we want to avoid the bush and the embarrassment of the bread. So to hear if the shofar would see effectively, if they would hear the bracha lishmol kol shofar, it's not as nice a bracha for the shofar that it's a bracha al ha-shofar, but lishmol kol shofar, and you have feel a little bit of a busha, accordingly we cover it up. Now this applies only at the time that we're saying the brachas, based on the second reason that we would have to cover it up, but in fact the minhag is to cover up the shofars the entire time they're not being used. So between the uses, not only before use when we're saying the bracha, but between the uses, the minhag is to cover the shofar as well. Continues the Piskei Tshuvos of Nam Kevin Shlefi Halacha, but because the halacha is anytime we're saying a bracha on an item, we should hold it in our hand. For example, when we say a bracha on the challah, Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, we hold it with both hands. That's both hands, Lechem Mishnah. When we say a bracha on an orange, an apple, we hold it in our right hand. So the same thing applies here. Even though we're covering up the shofar when we're saying the brachas, we are nohag to put the hand underneath the cover and to hold the shofar at the time that we're saying the two brachas, and after the brachas to uncover the shofars and then to blow. Have a wonderful day.